Cure for Guilt and Depression, May 16. How think ye? If a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99, and goeth into the mountains, and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep, than of the 99 which went not astray. I have read your letter with much interest. The Lord wills not that any soul should perish. His mercies are without number, and he will not leave his purchased possession that he has given his own life to ransom to become the sport of Satan's temptations. All heaven is given to all those who believe in Jesus Christ as their present personal Savior, and no soul can dishonor God more than claiming to believe the truth and yet wearing the garments of mourning as though he were an orphan. The Lord does not leave his wounded and bruised sheep to the power of Satan to be torn in pieces. He is ever strengthening his own when they are weak. He delivers the tried and tempted ones from the enemy's power. The Lord Jesus never forsakes any soul that puts his trust in him. And those who claim to be sons and daughters of God must trust in Jesus always. To do otherwise is to disown that he loves us, and, by going about depressed, covering ourselves with garments of heaviness and mourning, we make a very bad representation of Christ. We virtually say that our Lord is a hard, tyrannical master. This is lying against the precious Savior, who gave his own life that he might make it possible for all to believe in him, and confide in his interest and love for sinful man. You do great injustice to my Savior when you walk as though in the shadow of darkness. You are never to walk in the fire and sparks of your own kindling, subject to feelings and emotions. Jesus said, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Now if you are following another leader than Christ, who is light and truth and life, leave that leader and follow Jesus, the light of the world. Is the Lord pleased to have you tossed about as the restless waves of the sea? No. No. I tell you, he bids you be strengthened, established, rooted and grounded and built up in the most holy faith. Ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price which cannot be estimated. Then your owner is God, the mighty God, and for the price paid look to the cross of Calvary. This fluctuating between hope and fear grieves the heart of Christ, who hath given you unmistakable evidence of his love and hath chosen you. To D. A. Corkum, a member of the Nova Scotia Conference Committee.